Good morning, guys. Come on up. There's a spot right here. Look at the very end. There you go. So I'm going to start the next several weeks. We're going to be doing children's messages on the idea of things I found in Sunday school. So I was going to the Sunday school rooms, and I find something that I wanted to talk about. What did I bring with me today? The tombstones is one of the guesses I got at 8 o'clock. It's not quite that, but I understand why you would say that. The Ten Commandments, right? What do you guys think I got? The Ten Commandments. Now, it is true, you know, that when Moses had the very first tablets, they were made out of stone. And I'm very happy to say that these are made out of paper. That makes them a little lighter. How many commandments? 10. God gave them, remember? Moses was up on Mount Sinai. God had rescued them from Egypt, and God said, now that I have saved you, I want to give you some rules and some helps that will make your life better. So what do they say? By the way, those are Roman numerals, and then the words are in English because we read English, but it tells us to have no other gods, right? There's just one God, and to worship him and to not misuse his name, to honor our moms and our dads, and to not lie or harm other people or to not covet the things they have. Do you think these sound like good rules? I do think so too. These are the Ten Commandments. They're a great way to live. Now let me ask you this. Do we always keep the Ten Commandments? Yes, that's what they said. Let me ask the congregation, do we always keep the Ten Commandments? No. So our kids never sin, but our adults do. Is that? No. So let's try again. Do you think we always keep all of them? Not quite, right? So they're great ideas that this is what God wants us to help us. Life would be better. We do them pretty well, and then sometimes we stumble, right? And that is why Jesus paid for our sins, right? You guys know that. Jesus died for our sins because we don't always keep them. But once he forgives us, does he want us to live by them again? Yeah, of course, right? So we try to keep the commandments. We stumble. We're not perfect. Jesus died to pay for those sins that we committed, and then he saves us, forgives us, and he says, by the way, here's my Ten Commandments. So how many of them? 10. 10 commandments. He'd love us to live this way, right, congregation? None of us here sinless, but all forgiven, right? All forgiven, and with God's wonderful rules for living. This would make our life better, right, if we would practice them. So we should even, by the way, work on memorizing the commandments and putting them into practice, right? So there's lots of stuff in Sunday school. Next several weeks, we're going to be looking at all the fun things in Sunday school. And then after church, it's my job to put them all back, right? So I will do that. You guys can head back to your spots.